This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Brought to you by... with Bill Brady.
I would think of it. Chat room's got a lot of stuff happening in it. That's nice. Good evening. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you.
Huh. Were you getting that on your side? Okay. Well, anyway. Welcome to the show. Had gremlins in the machine there for a second. I don't know if that was on my side. That might have been on my side. I don't know. I'm not seeing anything over here. Anyway. Welcome to the show. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is coming to you, brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com, like the replay was saying. Let's do that from here, though.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. That was weird. Anyway, beside the point. It's all beside the point. This is Friday, the 15th of January. We are going to do this live today. Coming out of Florida, a lot of sheriffs have decided to get out there and encourage their citizens when they're getting ready to, if they have to call them on a 911 call, to make sure they have their phone in one hand and a gun in another. Sheriff Grady Judd's job, his duty is to protect citizens of Polk County in Florida. But he figures it's their job as well. He's one of a growing number of rural and big city law enforcement officials who openly encourage responsible gun ownership. He believes guns allow citizens to defend themselves when police cannot. Jed said in a statement after a homeowner shot a would-be home invader earlier this month, if you're foolish enough to break into someone's home, you can expect to be shot in Polk County. It's more important to have a gun in your hand than a cop on the phone. Such a full-throated embrace of the Second Amendment as a crime-fighting tool isn't confined to red states like Florida. David Clark, of course, the Milwaukee sheriff. I want as many law-abiding citizens to arm themselves in this country as we can get. One California police chief is backing teachers in his district, packing heat. Detroit Police Chief James Craig has been a leader in urging his community to arm itself. A Maryland sheriff is working with the state General Assembly to try to make it easier for citizens to obtain handgun permits. In the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence's most recent ranking of states with the strongest gun laws, California, Maryland, and Michigan ranked near the top of the pack. California's number one, Maryland number four, Michigan number 15. Some gun rights advocates say terror attacks at home and abroad have contributed to a change in attitudes about gun ownership among community members and authorities, even in locales historically hostile towards the Second Amendment. And that's just some practicality coming into play. The cops aren't going to be able to handle a multi-targeted terror attack. There's not enough of them to make a difference. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment, said that has helped play into it, and there's no doubt the active shooter scenario has too. You're seeing people say, how do you respond? The answer is going to vary based on where you live, and how your law enforcement leaders are selected. Police chiefs are typically appointed by mayors, and their politics tend to line up with whoever chose them. Sheriffs, in contrast, are voted into office and in some cases espouse values of a constituency that is growing ever more pro-gun. Gottlieb told FoxNews.com, historically, sheriffs have been very pro-gun rights, but they've stepped out of the box, and now they're publicly making it known that firearms are good for self-defense. In Oklahoma, Garvin County Sheriff Larry Rhodes and Creek County Sheriff John Davis have each recently reduced costs associated with getting a gun license. Davis is also keeping administrative offices open longer on weekends to allow more people to apply. Davis said in a statement, as a result of the ever-increasing violence being committed upon the American citizen and the current state of our country, I encourage each citizen of Creek County who is legally able to fully utilize their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Now, there's one thing in there that concerns me. We do not have ever-increasing violence yet. We do not have ever-increasing violence yet. Now, we have some really dismal prospects coming up. But it hasn't yet gotten to that point. Now, by the same token, I still applaud their decision. I mean, however they want to phrase it is fine. Sheriff Rhodes said his plan just made simple fiscal sense. He told KFOR, the benefits of people getting their license carrying lawfully certainly outweigh the money I would lose. In Florida, several sheriffs are playing the role of pitchman for an armed populace. Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey has told citizens they must be the first line of defense, according to Florida Today. Marion County Sheriff Chris Blair told the Tampa Tribune, if you are certified to carry a gun, I would like to encourage you to do so. Of course, in Wisconsin, Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark is one of the more visible pro-gun faces. He said on with Hannity last week, I want as many law-abiding citizens to arm themselves in this county as we can get so that I have the partner that I need to beat back this sort of violence. This is them reflecting the attitude of their constituency. Gottlieb said there's no doubt at this point it's consumer-driven to a large extent. Because they're elected, they have to make their constituents happy. We've seen a record number of firearms sold. People come in to get permits to carry, and you want to be customer service friendly, and you want to make it easier, or you might not get reelected. That sounds so nice to consider. I guess only sheriffs have to consider that, though. The number of concealed handgun permits soared from 4.6 million in 2007 to 12.8 in 2015. I keep seeing that number over and over again. It's got to be higher than that. The numbers match an evolution of the general public's attitude towards guns. In August of 2000, only 35% of respondents said they felt safer with a gun in the house. That rose to 42% in 2004, 63% in 2014. New York University law professor James Jacobs told FoxNews.com, there's momentum in the country for expanding the right to carry, but the people who are leading the charge on gun control, they say momentum is changing in their direction. There seems to be a real disconnect here in terms of people's perceptions of what the trends are. Uncertainty of the public's attitude could be the reason for the mixed message emanating from some police chiefs in big cities. Kathy Lanier of Washington, D.C., made a seemingly pro-Second Amendment statement when she was interviewed for 60 Minutes. But at the time of the interview, she had approved just 48 concealed carry licenses during a year span and had rejected 80% of the applicants. So. When we get back, we're coming up on the first break, and I guess we're all just going to be scratching our heads over that one, aren't we? As to what we heard earlier. Whatever it was, it doesn't matter. That was yesterday. We'll keep on going today. We're going to talk about Art Acevedo, Austin Sheriff. He's got a different outlook on things. We will be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back. See, this time I only hear me once, which is good. That's the way it's supposed to be. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. arms, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming out of Austin, Texas, not the sheriff, as I said, that was erroneous. The police chief, Art Acevedo, following a tense standoff with a lone gunman in his city, he's decided to share his advice for preventing such a future threat. This is in contrast to what I just told you about the other law enforcement guys. And we know that he is at odds with most of the rest of America and a lot of his colleagues when it comes to gun rights. He advised Austin residents to let people know about anyone who's a gun enthusiast or is armed with these types of firearms and who demonstrate any type of propensity for hatred. He's trying to have his own little gun violence restraining orders, his own AB 1014. He's trying to do that by word of mouth. He's trying to be the Stasi. He attempted to mitigate any fallout by acknowledging that turning over gun owners to the police doesn't mean that we're going to take them to jail. Well, gee, police chief, thanks for that. He revealed that only the authorities might want to vet these people. Well, they've been vetted there, police chief, and it's not your job to vet anybody. It really is not. It is not your job to vet anybody. Your job as a chief of police is to uphold the law, to enforce the law. Don't go beyond your pay grade, okay? Don't take it beyond that point. Outraged critics were quick to point out the potential for abuse inherent in the pursuit of his instruction on Twitter. It said, at Art Acevedo wants to vet gun enthusiasts, you know, like the Nazis vetted the Jews or Stalin vetted those he killed. Austin, be proud. Austin, Texas. Like an island in Texas, it is. This past December, a gun control advocate posted a F-word laden rant directed at the NRA, police, lawmakers. Week later, same person was invited to the White House by President Barack Obama. If you'd like to check this out, go to Facebook and look for Amanda Gailey, G-A-I-L-E-Y. She lists herself as the director of Nebraskans Against Gun Violence and associate professor at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. On December 28th, the following was posted on the Facebook page. Of course, the profanities will be severely, severely abbreviated. F the society that has allowed itself to become so saturated in guns that it's plausible a child might have one at a park. F the laws that allow toy makers to make toys that look like real guns and that allow gun makers to make guns that look like toys. Who's doing that? F racists who think black children look like adults. F a legal and police system that allows grown white men to pose with sniper rifles on a university campus or in a grocery store that allows insurrectionists to train guns on government agents with no consequences but sounds the alarms when a black child is carrying a toy gun. F police officers who undertook a job that carries inherent risk but think any perceived threat to them whatsoever justifies instantaneous lethal force. F police officers who pull up as close as possible to an alleged threat so that they can execute the person as quickly as possible without assessing the situation first. F prosecutors who can indict a ham sandwich but can't indict a cop who executed a child. And F the NRA for greasing this machine every effing day with the blood of American children. Station added that 9 other members of the Nebraskans Against Gun Violence were slated to attend the event as well with the president in Lincoln, Nebraska. Omaha.com, which indicated Gailey teaches English at the university and is president of Nebraskans Against Gun Violence, said she got to speak to Obama and in Baxter Arena. She told Omaha.com, "I got to shake his hand and thank him for the work he was doing on gun control. That was really exciting." Don't really know if the White House knew about this Facebook post that she put out there. The White House press office did not immediately respond to the blaze when they brought this matter up to them. Earlier, Gailey told KETV-TV, which also reported that she's founder of Nebraskans Against Gun Violence, that Obama's executive actions are an important first step. Other posts on the Facebook page in question have a remarkably similar tone. One screenshot shows a November post, apparently removed this past Thursday, that pokes fun at Christianists, who are described as people who we should distinguish from Christianity the way we distinguish Islamists from Islam. Then she turns attention to Ted Cruz and offers an image that underscores gun control, which is a bunch of drawings all over Starbucks coffee cups. The bio on a Twitter account, also apparently belonging to Amanda Gailey, reads, "I teach English at the University of Nebraska, volunteer for Nebraskans Against Gun Violence, and have written on gun issues for various media outlets." Twitter account was active last Thursday, and then was apparently taken down last Thursday. The Blaze then reached out to Gailey that same day that her university email, as well as through a Facebook page in question, but did not receive a reply. In addition, Nebraskans Against Gun Violence did not reply Thursday to another request for comment themselves. Now, some people went to the Nebraskans Against Gun Violence Facebook page to ask if Gailey had made derogatory statements against the police, to which the page administrators quickly replied no. Minutes later, they posted a screenshot of the comments and asked if the writer of those comments and the woman who met the president were not, in fact, one and the same. Rather than reply, the page administrators deleted all of the correspondence, including the picture, and blocked the writer from the page. Way to deal with those problems. When we get back, we're going to talk about the problem with Obama's promise to not take away your guns. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Apparently, for some people, President Obama hasn't been trying hard enough. In fact, they don't even like that he's out there saying, you know, I can't take your guns away from you. It's on the paper. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the L.A. Times, what's the name of this pilgrim? Max Ehrenfreund. I'm not kidding. Max Ehrenfreund. Max takes issue with the president. In his final State of the Union address, Max finds it odd that the president only briefly mentions measures to prevent gun violence. When he was looking at the empty chair next to Michelle, he said, I'll keep pushing for protecting our kids from gun violence. The latest in a series of statements by the president drawing attention to the unusual level, according to Max, of gun violence in the United States and a series of executive actions he's taking in an effort to reduce it after legislative proposals failed in 2013. An interesting fact about his proposals is he has admitted that might only have a modest impact, raising the question for proponents of gun control, whether these policies would be enough. For Max, it's bad that Obama has rejected the idea of confiscating Americans' guns. Max completely, Ehrenfreund, all of him, completely disconnected from what is real in this world today. But Max points out that the evidence suggests that it is likely the only policy that would dramatically reduce gun violence in the United States. Let me say this in all candor. When you get out and you compare the United States to, say, Germany, which what does Germany have, 80 million people? Or any of the countries of any of the countries in Europe? Shouldn't we be getting compared to places that have at least as many people as we do? Aren't there countries out there that have more killings with smaller populations than we get? Isn't it really true that we're actually a pretty good group of people in our on our little piece of the rock here in the United States? Isn't that sort of a fact? Isn't it also a fact that gun violence across the board is going down? Isn't that sort of true, too? Not for Max. In a town hall meeting broadcast on CNN last week, the president noted that more than 30,000 Americans die annually from gunshot wounds. That comes from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Obama said, we're not going to eliminate gun violence, but we will lessen it if we take that number from 30,000 down to, say, 28,000. That's 2,000 families you don't have to go through with the families at Newtown or San Bernardino or Charleston went through. Well, you've got a far better chance of those numbers going down if we could get some people to stop killing themselves, Mr. President. Because, you know, there's about 22,000 suicides per year with guns. And the number of suicides with guns went down, whereas the number of suicide overall went up. So at the heart of it all, if we could just get rid of the suicides, wouldn't we be looking good? So he's got a better chance of that. The crime figures will continue to come down, or maybe they're about to go up. I don't know, with all of his little shenanigans with the Syrians and the Mexicans and all the other stuff. Obama believes his policies can save thousands of lives a year, but acknowledge that gunshots will still kill tens of thousands of the Americans annually. Take the suicides out of it. There are no tens of thousands getting murdered. Take the suicides out of it. Getting out there and trying to make it sound like it's 28,000, 30,000, everything. Okay, that's about how many wrecks we have, but that's not how many people are getting murdered. Murder and suicide are two distinctly different things. Max. Now, Max thinks that that's going to be the way it is unless they're willing to push measures that are more invasive than background checks. And we're going to go with the same. Well, let's go to the phones. Mike, you don't have to type anything in there. We'll just go to Kakarot. Yes, Kakarot, what's up?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I belong to a gun group called South Carolina Care. You may have heard of it before.
I have.
We had our meeting last night over in Anderson, South Carolina. It was fantastic. Loved it. Anyways, a lot of the information that was brought up and shared had to do with all those people in Europe who were supposedly, according to the charge that Obama and them read, you know, there's just no violence over there whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, see, I've done a bunch of research on my own because, well, I'm a truck driver. I got lots of time when I'm sitting around getting loaded and unloaded to do stuff like that.
Right.
Well, for some of your listeners who may not know this, unless you are convicted of a crime, it does not show on their paperwork at all.
You're talking about the UK?
In the United Kingdom.
Yep.
And in Italy and France and other places within the European Union.
As a matter of fact, in the United Kingdom, where we have about 410 violent crimes per 100,000, in England they have about 2,030, don't they?
Right. And then also, here in the United States, they're skewing the numbers. They consider anything from three people involved. All right, let's say you have a police officer who's trying to get some thugs and happens to be two thugs and one of them has a gun.
Right.
And, of course, the police officer has to defend himself.
Right.
Well, that's considered a mass shooting. So whenever they throw out these numbers of 300 and something mass shootings happening in America last year, they're full of hogwash.
There was about four. There was about four of those.
Exactly, because what actually happened, you had one officer who may have shot the bad guy, but because there were three people, by their screwy numbers, it was a mass shooting. Now, see, stuff like that's not going to come out on the evening news. They're not going to tell you stuff like that. And it's the duty of people like you and myself and others who care about our country to waken up the sleeping people and let them and help them to understand that a mass shooting is not three people.
Well, a mass shooting, the active shooter, spree shooter scenario, I tell you what, before I launch into that, can I just hold you over through the break? Do you mind?
Sure you can, sir.
You're not out in the big, big shiny truck today right now, are you?
Well, I just pulled up to Ryder getting ready to get out of it, so I got to do some paperwork and log out, so I'm on the phone.
Okay, well, you work your log and everything else. We don't want the DOT coming down on you. And I'm going to put you back on hold. Just out of curiosity, in the remaining seconds, was it a pretty good turnout for South Carolina Carry and Anderson?
Yes, sir. We had 14 people. Now, we did do a boo-boo. Usually we take a picture of the group.
Right.
We forgot to. So what I suggested to Jeff Hunter, who's over it, is, hey, take a picture off the web of one of the Trump gatherings and just post that and say, here we are, you know.
That's what the moms demand attention to all the time. Let me put you back on hold. You hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Whatever the ghost in the machine was, it is gone now. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Back to the phones. Kakarot was, we were discussing the, how should we say it? Oh, yeah, the out-and-out blatant lies and manipulation and conflation of data.
Yes, sir. There's a whole lot of that going on. You know, you've even got... Believe it or not, I know it's hard to imagine. You've even got different universities and colleges here in South Carolina that are backing these anti-gun people and also putting out their own propaganda, which, of course, you and I provide them with tax dollars. So they are totally not allowed to be doing that.
Right.
And,
but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean anything to them. I mean, these academic administrators, they believe they're in their own little fief.
Well, see, that's the problem. That's the problem. You've got, I mean, I'm just going to have to start pointing fingers, and if it hurts somebody's feelings, I'm sorry.
Right.
When you got people in academia, when you got people in large metropolis areas, on the East Coast and West Coast especially. You've got them out in San Antonio and up in Chicago. All they've ever seen is concrete. All they've ever done is live in high-rise buildings. They have no concept of what true freedom is. Most of them have never even seen a gun except what they see on TV or hear by their so-called representatives whenever they start screaming at them about it. And... we who love the Second Amendment, we who love our country and want to affirm and keep the Second Amendment in place, it's our duty to tell others the truth, to let them know what the fallacies are with whether it's the Obama administration, whether it's Black Lives Matter, whether it's Reverend Al Sharpton, whether it's Nikki Haley. To let them know the fallacies of what's going on and to explain to them, if we lose the Second Amendment, if they do come and take our guns, there is no more America. America is gone.
Right.
The idea of America will be wiped off the history books and it will no longer emerge again.
Well, I've said that many times, and for some reason, you know, and it doesn't matter who I say it to. If I'm not saying it to somebody who's in the advocacy, right, in the Second Amendment advocacy, a lot of times I get this little condescending giggle, which I then look at them and take it and notch it up a peg or two and simply say, okay, think the way you think, and when you're dead, I'll be stepping over you.
Well, what's the first thing somebody's going to want whenever a bad guy comes at them with a gun? They want somebody else with a gun to come save them, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Whether it be a policeman, their next-door neighbor, their brother, their husband, whatever. If there's no gun there to protect you, what are you going to do then? Just ball up and please say, please don't hurt me, mister? You know, your wife's being raped over in the corner. You're just going to suck your thumb in the fetal position and let him do whatever you want to? You know.
Well, I mean, you know, the other day, now that, let's talk about that. Where there are no guns, that's exactly what happens. There was a father in a park in New York where four thugs came up on him and his daughter. They had a gun. He did not. They told him to leave his daughter with them because they were going to rape her. And he stayed as long as he could, but, you know, eventually he got to the point to where they were about to kill him. So then he went after the cops. But he had to leave his daughter with them. And nobody looks at that and says, well, nobody gets out there and says, well, if he'd had a gun, maybe things would have been different, or maybe he would have been able to circle around or whatever. You know, when you've got a gun and somebody's got the drop on you, the thing you've got to do is get in a position where they're not on you anymore to where you can draw your gun, right?
Exactly.
Well, that's not what everybody thought. Everybody was thinking, guns again. If there were no guns, there would be no four guys running up on this guy raping his daughter. Which,
and
I
bet his daughter, whenever she's asked next time, she's going to say, Daddy, why didn't you have some way to protect you? Why didn't you have a gun?
Yeah.
Why did you cower off and run away?
Yeah.
Do I mean that little to you in life? You know, but anyways, South Carolina Carry, we got about 1,000 members. We're always looking for other members to come. You can find us on Facebook. Just type in sccarry.org, and you can find us, especially those in South Carolina. If you're not in South Carolina, hey, you can still join us.
Yep.
We'll be more than happy to send you information and to keep you informed with what's going on. But we're a grassroots outfit. We just want to make sure South Carolina continues to have the right to keep and bear arms. We're not some nutty militia group, as people think militia groups are. We're not out to hold mass rallies with foam in our mouths and everything else. We're husbands, we're fathers, we're grandfathers who care for our family and our country and don't want to see it go to waste.
Right.
You have a good evening, sir.
Thank you. The part that he's talking about is a lot like what this guy is talking about. Giving out the wrong data, not believing the right data. If you remember yesterday, I was talking about the data that that Bloomberg has put out there. And here we have Max Ehrenfreund quoting that data coming out of Connecticut, Missouri, the 14% of killings in Missouri and the 40% in Connecticut, right? Well, we knew they were already on the way up and on the way down. He thinks research is promising because he hasn't actually looked at what actually happened and he hasn't seen how it has been rebuffed. That's the thing about gun grabbers. When they see data that falls in line, they don't even check it. They're not even going to double check it. According to Max, gun violence is so common in the United States that reducing its frequency by just a few percent would save thousands of lives. Max, he's from the LA Times. He says, yet it is hard to know whether similar laws would have the same effect in other states. The states that enact stricter gun control laws tend to be the ones in which there are also fewer guns, and therefore fewer gun owners to agitate for gun rights. It isn't always clear whether a decrease in gun deaths in a particular state is due to a new law or a lack of guns. It's also unclear whether such laws do anything to prevent suicides. It's unclear. As Obama noted, a large majority of gun deaths are suicides, which, knowing that, wouldn't you maybe go after that? Wouldn't you think? A large majority, two-thirds? Yeah, that's a large majority. If you want to lessen people getting killed with a gun, now if they go and kill themselves by hanging themselves, is that better? How can that do they have the moral high ground for hanging themselves? Or poisoning themselves, suffocating themselves, or whatever. Shannon Watts was kind enough to point out there is no silver bullet. Blaming the gun rights lobby for preventing progress on new safety components in guns and on better enforcement of existing trafficking laws. Why do we need better enforcement of trafficking laws? We don't prosecute and keep the people that break the law. If we're not going to do it, why have it? And as far as smart guns, that's a pipe dream. That's junk science. You cannot introduce something to the simple machine that a gun is that's going to reliably both at the same time maintain that one gun for that one special person and still be functioning reliable. Just hasn't worked out that way. And when you put the electronics in the gun, if it's in part of the gun that is moving or just part of the gun that's absorbing some of the shock, which all handguns go through shock when you pull the trigger. They flex. They do all kinds of things. You just can't see it. But electronics would feel it. That part is also seriously overlooked. That's because gun grabbers are idiots. And, you know, well, they say idiotic things. When we get back, we're going to flip into the next hour. When we get back, the U.S. Attorney General wants to institutionalize the Obama gun laws. Well, best of luck. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.